Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and the Small Business Advocate. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, but not for long. John Tamney is editor of Real Clear Markets. John, tell us about Real Clear Markets.
Real Clear Markets is a markets economic site that tries to give people a snapshot of what's being said about the economy and markets on a daily basis. Ideally, what we have is a series of debates. Okay, taxes should be reduced, taxes should be increased. The market is doing great. The market's ready for a correction. We want to give people a variety of opinions.
Wait a minute. You guys actually have both sides? Wait a minute.
I do.
I'm not familiar with this kind of journalism. I only know journalism that likes cancel, like this, the cancel culture journalism. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's painful for me to do, but I do show both sides.
You know, sarcasm is a low form of wit, but I'm really good at it, and it's so much fun. So, John, good for you guys. RealClearMarkets.com, is that right?
Yep.
All right. So we're talking about the Fed, and you were telling us about to comment on the Fed's goals, and I also want to talk about gold while we're here. Finish your thought.
Well, so I point out in the second to last chapter of my book, Who Needs the Fed? Let's imagine one day if it didn't exist. And I do that because I make the point nothing would change. Okay, so some people say that the Fed is associated with devaluation of the dollar. Well, devaluations have long predated central banks. The dollar would still be periodically devalued. Okay, the Fed bails out banks. Oh, you think that would stop if we got rid of the Fed? The Fed tries to manipulate
interest rates. What would be the mechanism for bailing out banks?
We've got Congress. We've got the Congress is backed by the most productive people on earth.
Maybe if the banks didn't think they were going to get bailed out, they'd behave differently. What do you think about that?
They may well, but my point is all the things that people ascribe to the Fed for good and bad would still happen without it. Mm-hmm. And so I think when you look at the Fed, it's like looking at the IRS. Well, the IRS is just Congress outsourcing the dirty work of collecting taxes.
Right.
To me, the Fed is just an agency of the U.S. Treasury. Mm-hmm. All of its activities, love them or hate them, would still take place with or without the Fed. And so I don't see the world being that much different, even assuming we abolish the central bank.
Well, if we abolish the Fed, would it necessitate by definition going to the gold standard? Would that be the binary plan?
No, because let's never forget that the Fed didn't take us off the gold standard.
Right.
If you look back to 1933, right. FDR chose to devalue the dollar. Fed Chairman Eugene Meyer begged him not to do it. In fact, resigned over FDR's decision. Fast forward to 1971. President Nixon took us off the gold standard with the U.S. Treasury. Fed Chairman Arthur Burns similarly begged Nixon not to do it. The Fed does not control – the dollar's exchange rate is not the Fed's – in part of the Fed's portfolio. It's always something that presidents have been able to do. And governments, again, they've been devaluing currencies long before central banks. I think that's a tragedy. But if the Fed had never existed, there's this tendency to say, well, the Fed began in 1913 and the dollar's been devalued a lot since then. Well, what does that have to do with the Fed?
What would it take to do away with the Fed? I mean, what would be the mechanism? Would Congress have to abolish it? I mean, how would that work?
That's my understanding, is Congress would have to abolish it. My sense is Congress will never do it.
Never.
And here's why.
Never.
Politicians love to have a whipping boy, and presidents love to, oh, the economy's weak. Oh, let's blame the Fed.
Congress also has constituents that of which the Fed is their useful idiot. They have corporate constituents.
Totally.
I mean, this is where you can cut the moral hazard with a knife. What we're talking about now, right?
It would be one way to do it, but I don't think Congress is going to have the courage to do it because they love to be able to say, "Well, we'll leave this to the Fed. We'll leave the leave it to the Fed to stimulate the economy. My argument is that the Fed couldn't stimulate the economy on its best day. Mm-hmm. But that's what Congress does. It's a convenient whipping boy. Oh, the Fed did it. So I don't see
them other than bailing out. Other than bailing out companies in 08 and 09 and this year and helping small businesses this time, which they did not do in 08 and 09. Other than that, the Fed has basically been a non-event for the last 15 years, hasn't it? I mean, have they done anything other than those things? Maybe they haven't affected. They haven't really done anything to affect inflation. Technology and productivity have reined in inflation. They haven't used interest rates to. In fact, when they've used interest rates to affect the economy, they screwed things up. What do you think?
My book, Who Needs the Fed? And it's not me shilling it, but I argue in the book that we've always vastly overstated the Fed's power. Look, if the Fed could control economic growth, well then East St. Louis, Illinois would be booming. The Fed and Cairo, Illinois would be booming. The Fed would just buy bonds from the banks there and increase so-called money supply. Mm-hmm. But back to reality, we know that if money flows into either city happened, it would flow out as quickly as it arrived. Well, the Fed can't alter reality. The Fed is a rate follower. This idea that the Fed could stimulate economic growth mm-hmm. has always been mythical.
Well, the New York influence on the Fed is not small, and that's where a lot of the oligarchs, most of the oligarchs in America base out of, even if they don't operate there, they base out of there. I wonder if the Fed isn't part of the oligarchy, the American oligarchy. What do you think, quickly?
I think the Fed is a legend in its own mind. I think the Fed loves us talking about it because it creates, like the CIA loves people talking about the CIA. It creates intrigue where there isn't. The
when
Fed
we come
is
back,
just not that important.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the gold standard. I'm going to get John to make his case for the gold standard after the break. Stay with us.
Excellent.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.